I chose you from the world to go and bear fruit that will last, says the Lord.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be completed. This is my commandment, love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down his life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have learned from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." Gospel of the Lord. Jesus says, "It's not you who chose me, but I who chose you." It's so true. When the beginning, when I joined the seminary, as if I make this decision, but at the end, it's really God's calling. If it's not God's calling, I don't have the strength to go ahead. If there's so many years of training, it's not an easy job. When I joined the seminary that year, there were 40 people belong to different classes. But at the end, there were only 4 ordained priests. I'm not saying that the others, that God doesn't choose them. God chooses everybody. God is calling everybody. Of course, in a different way. But I think in the beginning, if one decides to go to seminary, there must be some hints from the Lord. But as I observe, some of my classmates left on halfway because they can leave the things at home. They worry about their parents, they don't know what they're doing, so they prefer to stay at home instead of going away to follow Jesus. We cannot judge. God's calling is very, very interesting. My case, as if my first calling is from the priests who just asked me, "Do you want to become a priest?" That's all. So you may ask, "Oh, maybe the calling from God, from this priest." Yes or not? If I'm not putting importance of this word of this priest, I won't make the decision. God is really calling through many circumstances. In my case, through a priest. In another occasion, some follow Jesus in another calling. But most important, when we are called, we have to follow closely. Intimacy with the Lord sounds abstract, but I think one of the elements is trust. Like the teaching of Sister Faustina, Jesus, I trust in you. This trust, it doesn't mean we understand many things. We trust because Jesus is in you, is in me. Do as what my conscience is telling me. With an open heart, God works through the Holy Spirit in us, through the people around us. Sometimes we make a decision to do something else. Maybe not coming from my inspiration. Maybe advice from a friend. Maybe some circumstances, maybe make the decision. I thank the Lord. God is always following us. The important is that we want to open our heart step by step, day by day, moment by moment. At times, I also worry too much about things of tomorrow. At times, I don't know what will be tomorrow. But I thank the Lord that through this teaching, if we follow Jesus, just entrust God is love. Important we keep this love with one another. Keep this love with Jesus. Keep this sincerity with one another. Where there is love, there is a presence of God. And this, I think, what Jesus wants to tell us today, we need to have peace of mind. This peace doesn't come from outside. The outside world can be disturbances, but within, you still have peace. So then let's pray for one another, set this period of time, and ask the patron saint today, St. Matthias. He was not the first apostles, not the first 12. Only Judas betrayed Jesus, and then the disciples, through the Holy Spirit, chose him to be the 12. At times, God is called choosing us. We may be not the first one, but thank the Lord. If we are faithful, God is faithful also to us. So let us keep our promise that we be his disciples, that we try to live up our calling to our state of life, whether you be the parents, you be the head of the school, you be the teacher, or be a priest, whatever. Important, God is calling us to love. Love the way he loved. Love if the quality of unconditional love, quality of being always the first one to love.